VA 5 Tango Mike, VE 5 Golf Tango Whiskey.
VE 7 FLZ.
One more time, Victor Alpha 5 Tango Mike, Tom. Victor Echo 5 Golf Tango Whiskey calling. VE5 Golf Tango Whiskey, VA5 Tango Mike. Aha, so you're not at home. That's okay. Just talk to Max, and they're doing okay. He's getting older, but he's doing all right, and I was encouraging him to get back on the radio. Copy? Roger, roger. Okay, just thought I'd let you know. I know you're kind of asking there as well. Randy was too, so. Good luck. Hey, are you going to make it to the meeting there or on Saturday? That's a bit scratchy, didn't catch that. Try one more time. Nope, we're back into scratchy again. That's okay, I know you're out in mobile, so that's fine. Okay, well, take care, and we'll catch you down the road when you're back at home, and we can talk without the scratching. Have yourself a good day there, Tom. We'll catch you later. VA5 Tango Mike, VE5 Golf Tango Whiskey. We'll be clear in your final.
Okay, 73 George, 73, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Copy that.
VE5 Golf Tango Whiskey, VE5 Mike Charlie. How are you doing, George?
Hey, buddy. I see you made room for another guy there in Moose Jaw. you'll have some company. At least more company. Hi.
Oh, yeah, there's always room for one more. Yes, yeah, we're glad to have him here and glad to have his nose, of course, and making the best use if he can of it. So, yeah, it's not so great for handhelds around the city, but heck, the repeater isn't even, you know, performing miracles that way. So, it's doing what it can with what, you know, sometimes you just got to do the best you can with what you got and be content, right? Or,
yep, copy that, that's for sure. You need to find people that are in different spots of the town or the city where you can put up antennas and link them together and then send out one signal. That's one good thing about the IRLP. If anybody can get to it locally, you can get out even if you can't hit the repeater. So yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Tom's actually at a bit of a disadvantage because he has to use a handheld from his apartment there to communicate. I mean, if you're just going to communicate with people on the node, then it's fine. I mean, all you really have to do is have a station that can copy the node and get into it. But if you're going to talk to the locals, you need a bit of a better output simplex. Something with an external antenna would probably get you around the city okay, you know. But Tom has to use his handheld and his rubber ducky there, so I have a fairly good station here at home, but anytime anybody else has to copy them, they're mobile or portable or something, it's not so great, but you know, it is what it is, and that's that. So, did you Have you got wet ground there in Wilkinsville today? Where I haven't gotten it yet, but I think I'm jinxing it now. Every time I look at the radar, it looks a little less severe to me. I think we're going to get 1, maybe 2 centimeters between maybe 5 o'clock tonight and midnight, somewhere in there.
We got some. I'm sure we had some. It was raining a bit and then turned into kind of ice pellets and a bit of freezing rain, I think. And then we got a bit of snow. Looking at the tree here, there's a couple centimeters on the branch sitting right in front of me here. So I'm sure we got a couple of centimeters. But I'm hoping that we don't get any more. Tomorrow's supposed to be nice. And hopefully the rest of the day won't be too bad to get the roads cleaned between here and Yorkton. So then we can hit the meeting that we're supposed to be going to on Saturday. So I'm hoping it stays clear today, and that'll give the road crews a chance to get things cleaned up for us.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be a passing thing, a little slice of snow here and there. So I got a fellow coming from Weyburn tomorrow bringing me a lens for my camera, so I'm hoping he can make it okay. And yeah, I heard LTD, Bob, he's going up for that meeting there. Sounds like, I don't know, sounds like a big deal. Probably be well attended. But Bob, Tom was trying to tell you negative. He's not going, so, and I'm not going either, so, but, yeah, well, I guess the big deal for me is I hope the weather is good for the Regina Santa Claus Day Parade on the 16th. That's a Sunday. That would be nice. Any time that's good weather, you got lots of kids in the crowd, and it's